he's been doing an extra dime. I kind of like it. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. It's Canadian Sensation. He's Barry Wonder.
Good day, Tony.
As you heard, Foxy joins us while Mitt is on his trip.
Yo.
We'll be back next week. And the always informative on the ice, always pleasant, Nikki
skate.
Is there hockey tonight?
There is a lot of hockey tonight. Ooh. Tough night on the ice for me last night personally, but the coin back with a statement win.
Feels good to be back, doesn't it?
Fucking smacked the fucking Caps.
Yeah, and
around.
You doubted it.
Hey, Bruins, they've been playing the best hockey.
Actually, what? Been playing pretty good.
Thought they're back.
Nah.
Thought Krejci had the boys back and
Krejci's
buzzing.
Krejci's still far away, dude.
Thought Tuukka was putting up shutouts.
Where's he? Providence?
Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Tuukka? Yeah, he's about to be back.
AHL.
Well, who, the Flyers?
Bruins today, I believe.
AHL.
No, he's back with the big boys now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, just signed.
Oh, shit.
As of today.
Look at.
Okay, now that's the information we need. Okay. Today. You know, we're going to dive into the NFL wildcard weekend a little bit more. Super wildcard weekend. Do we have something special coming out of this office for the wildcard weekend? Ooh. As far as FanDuel is concerned? We might, so stay tuned, okay? The boys are going to have something prepared, it feels like.
Good call, Tony. Good call, Tony.
Thank you.
Good call.
We also have the NBA. We have the NHL. We've got college basketball tonight. Last night, the Dogs, they showed up in the second half.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean.
The Dogs faithful showed up the entire time.
It was loud. A couple bad drops by Bama really changed that game. I feel like they scored a touchdown that one early.
Yeah.
Maybe. They had the momentum to start the game. Like
long
Stetson
drive.
Bennett was like, I saw something this morning.
Sack.
It was Bama had 27 plays in Georgia's half for 27 yards.
Well, they finally snuck that touchdown in after the fumble in the third or in the fourth. The fumble that was just so casually picked up on the sideline. Dude had no idea it was a fumble.
No clue. I literally thought it rolled out of bounds. And then they called it a fumble, and then they said intentional grounding, and then they went back to fumble.
Correct. Which, that whole thing was, and I thought that's how the national championship was going to end. There was a lot of, Georgia's defense obviously is great.
They hit, and it is loud. That one hit on the sideline we were talking about on Pat's show,
yeah,
that was right where we were.
I know it was.
And that guy was fucking on the sideline. He almost missed the next play because he was chirping the fucking sidelines. Dude, he was still on the sidelines. They were about to hut the ball.
And Georgia, for one play, did what they did in the SEC championship and let fucking Jameson Williams run wide the fuck open. Yeah. Unfortunately, he had the injury. Hopefully, he's going to be all right. It's a tough time of year to have that injury for a guy who's probably who was going to come out in the draft.
Yeah.
But he ran wide ass open on that play. They blew a coverage. But once he went down, like, that defense had nothing to worry about. Like, no one on that offense scared them after that.
And then Georgia started running the ball, too.
Correct.
That was it.
And it was. And it was – thankfully, it went under. That almost – that was almost a bad beat with the pick six. And then – who knows? I was worried that Bama was going to come back down and score on that one.
They were trying.
They were fucking trying.
Yeah.
That was a good game overall, though.
Yeah.
Started slow, but it was like, it started slow as far as the scoreboard was concerned, but there was big plays.
It was close. Defense was like you around. Look at last year, Ohio State got boat raced.
Correct.
Like it wasn't, the score doesn't indicate how the game went. It was a close game.
It was a good game.
Yes, 1,000%. Was it good on TV?
Yeah, I enjoyed it on TV. I actually tweeted that, and a lot of people were tweeting the opposite of what I said. They actually thought I was being sarcastic. Even though it was like 3-6 or whatever, and then like 6-9, low scoring, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it
no, that's what
hard,
I tweeted.
It's hard hit football, dude.
That's what
like,
I tweeted
you can't,
out.
You can't, it's not like the offenses were playing like shit. Like,
no.
Those were just two good defenses.
And they were moving the ball. It's just, they, exactly. You know, in the end zone, they couldn't get it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I mean, points doesn't necessarily Me and it's a good game. You know, I've always been on that side or whatever. Right. It's good football, good college football season.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Sad to see it go. Now we are here. We are. We got playoffs, NFL playoffs.
Mm-hmm. We got close to.
Then it's basketball season, baby.
Dark days, my friend. dark days.
I mean, this is a year-long show.
Yeah.
We will fucking, we'll bet it all.
Yeah, well, let's just hope fucking baseball figures something out. If we don't have baseball, we are in a hole, my friend.
That'll be a...
We are in a hole.
That'll be a time. We won't, let's not worry about that.
No, they're meeting today or tomorrow.
Let's not worry about that, though. We went over the initial lines yesterday for the NFL. We just had a line change.
What do you got? Ooh.
Bengals down to 5.5.
Really?
Yes. Now, different sites, different money, blah, blah, blah. So it looks as if 57% of, from what I'm saying, 57% of tickets are on the Bengals. 73% of the money is on the Raiders, though. I looked at this game. I had a hard time handicapping or finding an edge through the matchups. They're pretty evenly matched up game, but as you know, let me find the stat exactly. Okay,
go on.
Let me find the stat exactly.
Go on.
Underdogs have been cleaning up in the wild card round. They're 15-7 ATS. They are 10-12 straight up, and the under is also hit in 64% of the games. That 15-7, I feel like it was 2-2 last year or 3-3 last year. It wasn't as good for the dogs last year, if I remember correctly. Because 2 years ago, it was a 4-0 sweep on that weekend. I don't know. Do you think the money's coming in strictly because they're a dog?
Raiders?
Yeah. They are hot.
They find a way. You know what I mean? I don't know. Somehow, some way, like they went into Indy and won. They beat the Chargers. Like, I don't know. I guess it is a lot of points when you think about it. Like, it's not like Bengals have been what they beat they beat the Chiefs.
So when you look at it, Vegas throws the ball seventh most in the NFL. Yeah. They're number six in passing. If you look at these are entire year stats. So I'm gonna look for the last five game stats.
Yeah, yeah.
Since he's 21st against the pass. When you look at what Cincy does, they're pretty balanced.
I don't understand why Vegas doesn't run Josh Jacobs more.
Like, I agree.
When they stopped using him, that was when the Chargers came back. Like when they ran, the Mariota play worked on first down. Correct. Like, this isn't fucking JV football, dude. You're not just gonna run the exact same. Like, come on.
No,
dude.
To your point, they rushed 26th most in the league.
Right.
28th in rushing yards per game, 27th in yards per rush. They don't do a lot on the ground.
No.
And which Jacobs can 2 years ago,
yeah.
I feel like that's what they did a lot of. On the other side of the ball, Vegas is passing defense, ranks high. They're number six versus Cincy's not got the number two passing offense. And then Vegas gives up a lot of points.
That's the thing. I just don't trust the Raiders. Defense, like how many fucking four, like that is just stuck in my brain just watching that 35 minute drive of Herbert hitting on like five fourth downs in a row.
When you look at it, Vegas is 7-4 ATS as a dog, 4-2 as an away dog. Cincinnati, man, 4-4 as a favorite, 2-3 as a home favorite. This one I don't feel great about any aside on
either
this one
way.
Yet. On this one yet, no, I don't.
What's the total?
The total is 49.
I might dance with an OV.
Oh,
I haven't bet a fucking over all year.
You haven't bet a total all year, have you?
Good point. I have not.
For the total, 65% of the bets are on the over, but 86% of the money's on the under.
What's the weather?
Great fucking question.
Because Buffalo is no more snow, right?
That's what Connor said this morning.
High of 9, low of 1, I saw.
That's going to be cold.
That's Fahrenheit. That's not Celsius.
No, it is not.
No.
Oh, dude. The NFL weather website says check back next season. What the fuck?
They don't work the playoffs?
That was a one-stop.
They don't work the playoffs.
That was a fucking one-stop shop for weather. Now I got to go to fucking weather.com.
They want double time for the playoffs. And look at
fucking Cincinnati. Okay, Cincinnati weekend. What is it? Saturday afternoon? Yep. Is that what time that game is?
Yes, sir.
Saturday day. Overcast, few flurries, high 29, winds 10 to 15 miles. Just your, you know, classic.
Classic Cincy.
Classic Cincy day.
I mean, if there's a side to play, I feel like it's the Bungles. But it's also,
is there anything to Dome Vegas team go and play outside in the weather?
I don't think so. This Raiders team feel like they got grit. They do, man. They've back against the wall all year. Like
that one's good. My heart, or my head, I should say, wants me to take the Bengals.
Yeah.
What's it at now? 5.5
5.5
I think Bengals win. Raiders cover though. I think it'll be
okay.
What's maybe the other? What's the other Saturday game?
The other Saturday game is New England and Buffalo.
Okay, so here's your teaser, right?
Where they play Oxford Park? Is that where?
Yeah, like that's the you tease whatever you like. I think, you know what I mean. I got 6-point teaser. Give me the Bengals as a pick 'em, and give me the Pats up to +10.
Oh,
right.
That's pretty good, Gump.
And if you like the Bills, tease them down. But I think I already put one in. I took Pat's money line.
Did you?
Yeah, I have blind faith.
Here's Buffalo Saturday night. Jesus. This isn't the feels like. This is the actual temperature.
Real deal Holyfield?
So, like, it's going to feel probably colder than this. 2 degrees.
Celsius?
Shit.
Nope, Fahrenheit. Do you want to know what that is in Celsius?
I'm guessing minus 28. Maybe 34.
Fahrenheit to Celsius. It's negative 16 Celsius.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's minus 13 here right now.
Yeah, it's cold as fuck here.
Yeah. Me and Connor walked to the game from my apartment last night.
Yeah, I walked from the stadium to your apartment. It was chilly.
I was like, I can't. I couldn't go. I had to hold on. I wasn't fucking leaving.
It's going to be a cold one there. So I was looking at this early, and I may lean under in this one. That's where my initial thoughts are potentially.
Bills, Pats.
Yeah, so New England, sixth in the league in rushing attempts. They are 12th in yards per rush. If you look at the other side, Buffalo has improved, I should say, to their opponent yards per rush to 11th in the NFL.
I've seen a lot of people taking Patriots team total under.
What's that at? Probably 17?
20 and a half.
Oh, it's a 20?
I believe.
Because the totals, oh yeah, if it's a 3-point game, yeah. So and the total's 43.
Yeah,
I Buffalo's think it's 20 favorite. And a half. It should be 20.5, and Buffalo's probably around 23.
I might dance with you on the. I don't know. I hate betting totals, man.
And then
I
on just, the other side,
I just need to fucking. I need to cheer for a team.
No, I know.
I have to.
Buffalo has, according to stats, number one passing defense in the NFL. On the other side. New England has the number two passing defense in the NFL.
So Mac at home, very good. Away from home, 6 touchdowns, 6 picks on the year.
Let me look at this. As the away team, New England is 5-3 ATS. As an away dog, they are 2-1. Buffalo 4-3-2 home ATS. As a home favorite, 4-3-2. They were favorites in every single game. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's fucking, I don't know. I mean, this is why I lost the bet last night, because it was Nick Saban as a dog, and I'm going to say it's Bill Belichick as a dog. You know?
New England is 6-3 to the over at home, 5-3 to the under on the road. Buffalo, the exact opposite, 6-3 to the under at home, 5-3 to the over on the road. So we've got some under trends potentially. I think I'm going to go under here. I think, I mean, when you play I've seen it many, many times with Steelers and Ravens. I mean, those are obviously two really good defensive teams traditionally.
Yep.
When you play the third time in the playoffs, it's normally a lower scoring game.
Yep.
So I tend to lean to the under that one.
Yeah. It's got to be Pats for me. Has to be.
I don't mind.
Just Bill, Pats. Bill is a road dog.
That's up to four.
Yeah. Keep that going.
I think I like Pats there,
That too. Thing gets to four and a half, five. I don't know. Just third time. Like, you remember after the first, like, I know the Bills smacked him around a bit in the second game, but you just go back to that first game and McDermott, how rattled he was with what Belichick did. Like, I feel like the third time.
They did technically smack him around. Josh Allen played an incredible fucking football game. But twice, New England cut it down to a touchdown, and then Josh Allen answered.
Yeah.
So if they're not an answer there, we'll see. That's an interesting one.
I think this is a big game. Who scores first is massive.
I agree.
Like, if Pats can get one, if Pats can run it down their throats first drive, get on the board, I think that could change a lot of things.
So on that one, 65% of the tickets are on the Bills. 76% of the money's on the Bills. 60% of the tickets are on the under. 98% of the money is on the under. Heavy under money coming in early. Next one, Phillies. Is it up to 8.5? I thought it was 8.
Let's see.
Was it 8? No, or has it always been 8.5? Was that updated today, Foxy?
Yeah, this should be as of this morning.
Okay, so it's still there. It's at 8.5. Over under 49 in this one. Okay, so there's a damning stat here for the Eagles.
Did we get a report on what happened the last time in that game?
When it was 28 to...
Yeah, I forgot to look that up.
Whatever it was, you're going to look it up now?
Yeah.
It was like 22, wasn't it?
28-22. I think they went... You could check the fucking scoring or whatever to see what happened late. In that one. Oh, here it was. The damning stat that I want to talk about. Stats or records against playoff teams this year.
Yep.
Eagles are 0-6.
Yeah.
Eagles are 0-6. Tampa Bay is 4-1. Against playoff teams.
Jeez.
So that one hurts. Tampa, remember, earlier in the year, and everyone, I think, still has this in their head because I said it yesterday, you couldn't rush against Tampa. They are now down to 15th in yards per rush as the defense. They're still number 3 in opponents' yards per rush again. Yeah. But... that's where it is. Like, if Philly's not going to be able to run the ball.
So Bucks were up 21-7 after halftime.
Okay.
And then I think they scored again here to go up 28-7.
And then
Philly Eagles came back. and backdoored.
I remembered it.
So here we go again, Tony. I mean, this Sunday night slate is teaser 2. Like, whatever way you like. Like, if you want the Eagles up to 14.5, sure. Or give me the Bucks minus 2.5.
Correct.
The Niners plus fucking 9.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on!
Nailed it. I like the Eagles to do the backdoor thing again, though. I think they can
get close
at the end.
Yeah, you think they cover 8.5?
I do.
I don't hate that because I don't know about... I mean, I think can't count out Tom Brady. We talk about it all the time, but this Bucks team just... I ain't saying that. I ain't fucking.
If that's going to move, which way is it going to go? Is it going to go to 9 or is it going to go down to 8?
It's minus 112 right now.
Money.
For Eagles. So it would be trending towards going to 8.
You would think the tickets, 63% are on the Bucks, 57% of the money is on the Bucks.
Is that not a high total?
Here.
49? I don't see. This is the thing, Tony. I don't know if the Eagles are good.
We don't. I really don't. I just read off the.
I really don't.
They beat the teams they should have.
They lost
the non-playoff teams.
That made the Dolphins a very good football team this year, beating who was in front of them. But I honestly don't know if the Eagles are good.
By the way,
for
the other games, Buffalo's 2-4 against playoff teams this year, and New England is 2-3 against playoff teams this year. And then the early game, Cincy is 4-2 against playoff teams, and the Raiders are 3-3 against playoff teams.
See, Cincy beat some big teams.
Yeah.
But
well, now
I mean you can say experience though, but look at like Derek Carr, this is his first playoff game.
Here's what I'll say again.
What?
Yeah.
This is Derek Carr's first playoff game.
Yeah, because he fucking got done that season the Raiders were on the run.
Yeah.
He got done right before that, and we had
Connor Cook.
Yeah.
Michigan State.
Yeah, it was
against the Houston Texans.
Yeah. Billy O. Stoodes.
And I believe the Texans did not have a great quarterback starting that day either.
I think it was
Pat Colts broke Carr's leg. He was having
a great it was. It's fucking Brockett shit.
Was it?
I think so. Brockett won some games.
That was good. That was a good game. I love
fucking Brock slinging it around.
Now, when I say Cincy's 4-2 against playoff teams, two of those wins are against Steelers.
What's that mean?
They didn't play great against Bengals this year.
I mean, are we not taking the Steelers?
Hold on. We'll get there. Speaking of, they are 2-5 against playoff teams.
Who's that?
Steelers. KC is 6-3 against playoff teams.
Ooh.
Again, that's the Steelers have played a tough schedule, though.
Yeah, we don't got to win. Technically, just got to cover 12.
I thought Steelers matched up well when they played a few weeks ago. It did not turn out that way.
No, wait, why would you think that?
Well, I thought that, Nick, personally, because the Steelers' issue the last half of the season was the rushing defense.
Yep.
And Kansas City doesn't really run the ball that much. 28th, actually, in the league in attempts. And I thought the passing defense could hold up. The offense did absolutely nothing.
Here's a little tip for everyone out there. The Steelers' pass defense relies entirely on the pass rush. Correct. And if T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward are not getting there, then they will get carved up. And Mahomes is good enough at eluding that rush.
Yes,
it may just happen
again. He's very sneaky. 55% of the tickets are on Kansas City. But 72% of the money is coming out of Steelers.
Yeah, you just see that number.
That's a large number.
Kind of love the under in that one.
What's Steelers team total?
If the Steelers have any chance in that one, they win fucking 17-13.
Exactly. What'd they put up against the Ravens in overtime? 16-piece?
Yeah, they were 16-13, right?
They don't score much.
Let's go team total here.
Look, let me go to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
16.5.
They have scored.
That is low.
They've scored 16 against the Ravens, 26 against the Browns. They had that late run by Naj. 10 against the Chiefs the first time, 19 in a win against the Titans, 28 in that barn burner against the Vikings on Thursday night. 19 against the Ravens, 10 against the Bengals.
And damn near all of them in the fourth quarter. Can I bet on Melvin Ingram to get a sack?
That dude ain't getting a fucking sack, dude.
Just feels like something that would happen given the situation and the circumstances.
If you listen or watch or whatever, I don't even know if they put out shows or not, if they're just on Twitter. If you listen to PFF, Pro Football Focus, they would say that Ben's the hardest quarterback to sack in the NFL.
Okay, well, that's probably bullshit.
Yeah, that's not real, right?
That seems like some stats.
Well, fixing. No, they ranked Myles Garrett ahead of T.J. Watt because Myles Garrett has to play Ben Roethlisberger twice a season, and he's hardest quarterback to sack in the NFL.
Guy to lasso.
Okay,
I understand. Can't fucking hunt him down.
It is tough to beat fourth-round pick rookie Dan Moore Jr. on the left side.
Exactly.
Sorry, Miles.
Ben's pretty fast, dude.
Yeah, Ben is elusive.
Well, they say because he gets the ball out quick, but I just needed to get that off my chest real quick. What were you saying?
Yeah, not a lot of hope. If you can put if we can bet on Melvin Ingram to get a sack, I'll be looking at that.
Luckily, I don't have to bet on that game.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
You did last week, and it worked.
Unfortunately.
It's a thank you for your service again.
I already did the thank you for my service.
No, that's only if it's season ended.
Yeah. We're going to need it.
No, I already did it.
Dude, it worked last week. Tony, what are we doing?
I already fucking did it.
Playoffs.
Stop.
Tony.
We need it.
Stop. You just stop, okay?
This could be seven.
I don't
last.
Need this on a fucking
seven Tuesday.
Don't you want to go down knowing that Seven's, if it was Seven's last game, you bet on him?
Seven needs you, Tony.
Love you, Seven.
Thank you.
Love you, Seven.
Last Sunday game, well, we skipped ahead. Steelers KC is the last Sunday game. San Fran at Dallas.
Yeah.
Is it still three?
I'm telling you, man.
All right. So this is one that I'm definitely on. You told me yesterday, but I didn't believe you yet. I'd do my own research.
You didn't need to.
Niners.
You just wasted your time.
Niners. They have an advantage running the ball on offense. They have advantage throwing the ball on offense.
I don't even know how this is. I don't know. If someone is taking the Cowboys, I would like to know the reasoning, if you were.
Little research today, okay?
He's got the notepad out.
Exactly.
Could you not get a bigger one? You're going to run out of paper.
This is a five subject, dude. This is my
five star?
This is my 2022 Hammer Don show notes, okay?
Let's go.
Wait, as big as fucking Warren Sharp's football encyclopedia.
Not even close.
He's got invented football.
49ers, the last five games, okay? They gave up 43 yards to Sony Michel on 21 carries. 47 yards to Rex Burkhead on 16 carries, 31 yards versus the Titans, 21 yards versus the Falcons, 50 yards versus Joe Mixon on 18 carries. The boys have been stopping a run.
Yeah.
I believe it's eight straight that they haven't given up 100 yards rushing total. Not a rusher, total. So that may tell you that I may be looking at Zeke unders. I don't know. We'll tell you. Niners are going to stop the run. Can they stop the pass, I believe, is the question.
Their secondary is questionable.
But they do get pressure.
Yeah, see, that's in the second half. They just boat race.
Here's what I'll say.
Cowboys' O-line is good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Niners number three in the league in getting sacks. Dallas number six in the league in not giving up sacks.
Oof.
So there's a stat. You know what? The game's probably right there. Do they get pressure on Dak? Does he have time to do things against that secondary?
What's the Cowboys beat lately?
Nobody.
Right?
So when I was going back, I wanted to see like how the Cowboys what if they've given up on defense and shit like that for an angle there. And you can't even look at it because they played the fucking football team. Let me make sure that's the right order. Or no, that's the Giants. Hold on. Cowboys. They played the Eagles with nobody. Okay?
Go on.
Jalen wasn't fucking playing.
Yeah.
They lost to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Football team, Giants. Football team, Saints. And then they lost the Raiders and the Chiefs. That was way back on Thanksgiving. And
then you look at who the Cardinals haven't beaten anybody other than the Cowboys. Lately.
No, they have been on a bit of a schnut.
Although I think I will be taking them Monday night.
Okay.
If J.J. Watt is in, of course.
Now that's an interesting ball game.
That might be the one of the weekend, actually.
That's an interesting ball game.
I think they got it right with that being Monday night.
Cardinals have lost. They lost to the Rams 30-23, and they beat the Rams 37-20. That was early in the season.
Yeah, they blew the brakes off. Is there a thought that D-Hop could play or no?
I have not heard that. Is that a thing?
I heard that this morning on, I forget what show it was.
That one's interesting. What do you think about that one, Foxy?
Rams. Easy. Stafford's got every interception out of his system. He's ready to go for the
same shit last week.
Yeah, but this is the playoffs now, Gump. All right?
What's he done in the goddamn playoffs, Fox?
All right?
His lights are getting bright, eh, Stafford? He
won the league.
Turn him off!
He's top five touchdowns, top five passing, won the division, gave the guy a break.
All right, look at the matchup. The Rams, they have been running the ball more lately, but that's a passing football team, right?
Big time. It's hard to celebrate in the end zone off of a rushing play, so McVay really likes to dial it up in the pass play. That way he can get a head start on getting downfield.
This one's a miss.
This is a stinky game. Like it's a good game, but it is anything could. No matter which way you bet this game, you'll at the end of it, you'll be like, I should have known. Like, you know, either side.
I feel good about the Niners. I feel pretty good about Pat's Bills under. I feel okay about the Eagles. I think the other ones right now for me are toss up.
Yeah, Niners Pats is all I'd like here.
Niners and Pats is what you're feeling.
Actually, I do like the Cardinals.
Okay.
I do.
That's because you don't like the Rams.
Yeah, I don't really like the Rams. I don't know why.
You hate the Rams.
I think McVay's got too much credit.
Did go to
the Super Bowl. I don't know, man. JG was the quarterback, and he got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that team was stacked, Fox. Yeah,
JG's better than the quarterback
ever. And he got fucking bitched in the Super Bowl. What, they scored 3 points?
Three, I think.
Oh, by the way, Cowboys 55% of the tickets. Niners are getting 75% of the money. In this game, 50-50. Cardinals-Rams. Everything's 50-50.
Jesus.
True coin flip game.
Maybe.
Oh, you can't. Fucking play NFL playoffs. We're going to throw the coin out there.
We got a fucking
guy's
debut.
Still recovering from goddamn COVID.
All dude. The tickets and all the money are in the over in that one. All the boom, Jesus. 80% of the tickets, 90% of the money on the over in Niners Cowboys. I could see scoring there. Yeah?
I don't know. I don't know what this Cardinals team is.
I don't either.
They got smacked by the Seahawks, who hadn't looked like a football team in months.
This is a true, that Monday nighter.
I mean, the Lions fucking smacked the Cardinals.
Yes, they did.
That's all you need to tell me.
Lions are a good football team.
They are.
Good program.
They are. I know I just talked shit about JG, but he's a good quarterback.
That's good. Hey, that's a good program.
It's a good program.
McVay might try and trade back for him, throwing a couple picks.
He does take care of the ball.
all right, so that's that for this week, and we'll have more as the week goes on. Before we finish football, and before we put a wrap on college football for the year, want to guess who the favorites are next year?
Bama and Georgia.
You are correct.
Both even?
Plus 200.
But they're both plus 200? Yep. Then what, Ohio State?
Ohio State. You going to guess the next one? It's pretty easy. Just think of the other team that's been in the playoffs the last
week. They got Clemson up there.
The dark horse is A&M plus 4,000.
Just A&M.
I feel like they got. I feel like they had someone transfer in at quarterback. There's been a lot of quarterback moves.
What's Ohio State?
800.
Stroud is so good. If they can figure out that.
So Stroud right now is plus 400 to win the Heisman behind Bryce Young. I'd rather go Stroud. I think I'd pick Stroud.
If what I watched,
they still have DJ Uiagalelei up there in the Heisman. What did you see this year that thought, hey,
Clemson
that guy's gonna
bad
be
this year?
JT Daniels is up there. Does that mean Stetson's gone?
Stetson,
is he gone?
Is he going to Steelers?
Is he going to sell insurance?
No, Steelers. Look,
Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett could sling the pill around for the Steelers. Guy's got grit, dude. Fucking walk on. What more do you want?
He's got backup quarterback for the Lions written all over.
Who's going to be the first? Where's the first quarterback going to go this year? Like top
number
10?
Wise, I'm starting to like.
You think top 10?
So they obviously everyone's saying that like when they do their player rankings, talent. There's no quarterback in the top 10, but then when they do their mock draft, they have quarterbacks going in the top 10. I saw Kenny Pickett to the Panthers this morning.
I saw that as well.
Who said that?
I don't remember.
They're trading for Deshaun Watson. How are they not?
What if Deshaun doesn't want to go there?
Well, Deshaun's running out of options because he doesn't want to come to Miami anymore. If Flores goes to Chicago, would Chicago? No, because Texans don't need a quarterback. They got Big Dick Mills.
You're right. Caught with their hand in a cookie jar now.
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
Would you be... that's a bad question. Would you be less or more surprised if Deshaun Watson was playing football week one? Like, do you think he'll be?
I personally think he's going to be playing next season.
Yeah. Where?
Well, we're about to find out. The case is, Nick, it's in February, right? Correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. Do you know?
What?
Deshaun Watson's court cases in December
or
February?
I remember that date sticking out. Yeah. For some reason.
Hopefully there's resolution before the draft for everybody.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. We'll see. By the way, just want to remind people, I don't know if it's still up there. It was last week. I took Thibodeau as the first pick overall.
What's it, plus 120?
It was plus 200, I think, at that point.
So that means Lions will get Hutchinson.
Yeah.
I saw some tweets that people saying he's not as good as everyone's making him out to be.
That's going to happen. That happens every year.
He got the only, like, he got bullied by George on a couple plays. That's the only reason for that. Like, if Michigan would have lost to Ohio State and he played how he did, you know what I mean? Like, right. Everyone just always remembers. Correct. I mean, we do this every fucking year.
Well, that's like the quarterbacks. Yeah, like, everyone said these quarterbacks fucking stink. Yeah. And there'll be like three in the top 10.
Do you remember we were told Devontae Smith was too small to play football? Yeah. The guy was unbelievable.
People were worried about Jamar Chase at one point.
Same with Waddle. Like, these guys were good in college for a reason, dude.
Huh. This guy's tweeting me and said, thanks for helping me win my office poll. Took first place out of 91 entries.
Tony.
So, I mean, I didn't. I didn't
fantasy?
Win. I didn't win mine.
Are you giving out fantasy
advice? No, dude, for bull season.
Oh. When are you going to start doing fantasy advice again?
Next season. Right. Probably next season. Maybe golf, daily golf.
Oh, daily fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Probably next season. Next season, probably.
Digs maker.
All right, let's go to stuff that's on tonight. We'll start on the ice.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games?
It's nothing I love more than cracking open the NHL slate.
I'll tell you what, there is a tough one for Gumpy tonight.
So yeah. Let's we might be able to middle it. That thing.
The Florida Panthers at home with Bob in net take on the Vancouver Cougars.
Are the Cougars still hot?
Oh, yeah. Barbecue Bruce got the boys buzzing. What the fuck am I supposed to do here, dude?
What are you going
to
do?
Here's what you do. You take the +1.5 at -128.
That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
Canucks +1.5.
I personally am going to take the Florida Panthers -145 for the 60-minute money line.
Maybe you take both, Bob.
Well, that'd be a hell of a middle.
That'd be a tough middle.
I don't got the cojones today.
You shouldn't. Not on a Tuesday. Nah. There's no reason this earlier in the week to doing shit like that.
I mean, Florida, heavy favorites.
Heavy favorites.
It's not a lot of respect to the Cougs.
Who's in net for the Cougs?
Thatcher Demko.
Oh, Demko's in? We're good. Barbecue Bruce has owned the Panthers in his career.
We're much different teams, but yes, you are correct.
Let me see something on this matchup real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to see where we're at as far as Cougars are hot, huh?
Yeah.
Not so much as a dog, though. 3-9, last 12 is a dog. I was trying to look for home away splits.
When was the last time the Cougars played? Week ago?
Yeah.
Jeez. Who'd Florida?
It's been a little bit too, though. When you factor in, like you said, 3-9, like this is a completely different team than what started the season.
You're right. 11-7 on the road for the Cougars, but as you said,
Panthers could fucking.
Panthers
smack
not them. Not great at home, huh?
11-7 on the road is actually pretty good.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So. Florida's fucking
very good.
18-3 at home.
Very, very good.
Puck line, they're 11-10 at home. Yeah. That's on me. Very good at home. Okay.
Gonna be a tough one.
Oh yeah, that'll be a
fucking primetime watch tonight.
What time's that at?
7 PM. Huh. The other early game at 7 is the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Buffalo Sabres. The Lightning have been very good. Hence the -320 money line for a road team. I'm going to go into the player performance doubles for this game to get something of value. I like Nikita Kucherov to score.
Okay.
And Tampa Bay to win in regulation at +200. Now, if it goes in OT, it loses.
Correct.
Kucherov has just come back from an injury. He's missed pretty much the entire season. He's played 2 games now. He's got 2 assists.
Got his legs under him.
He looks good.
Time to score.
Feeling against the Buffalo
looks
team
good.
That is not
looks
very good.
Out there. Feeling good. Looks good. By the way, for the Cougars, they are 8-1-1 in their last 10.
Yeah, the only game they lost was a tough back-to-back in the shootout. Bruce has not lost in regulation yet, my friend.
By the way, Nick, that 11-7 road was the puck line. They are 8-8-2 on the road.
Who's that?
Cougars.
Okay. Now, while that is under 500, it's still not terrible. It's hard to win.
Still a good puck line if you're taking the 1.5.
You're living on the West Coast, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Foxy, you'll enjoy this. I'm actually going to take the Detroit Red Wings money line plus
fucking 130.
Why do you always do this, dude?
In the Shark Tank.
Why do you do this to yourself?
The only reason I'm doing it is because of the Nick Lidstrom hiring today.
Yes.
The boys will be buzzing for Nick.
Everyone wants
to be on their best and their P's and Q's and fucking get pucks deep and crash the net when the perfect human is back in the building running things with Stevie Y.
Fucking well said, Nick.
Are you taking that for us?
Yes, of course I am. Red Wings money line.
I'm going to stay off that one.
Yeah, I think I'll sit that one out. Okay. Should be a good game in the Shark Tank,
I'm actually sitting out the Chicago Blackhawks and Columbus Blue Jackets game. No thanks on that one.
Okay.
Colorado Avalanche on the road heading to Nashville.
Oh, that's a good fucking game tonight. Yeah,
the Preds as home dogs. Preds are at home. Okay, on 2 days rest.
What's Chris Mason saying?
I haven't talked to Mace. But Colorado played last night. They did beat Seattle. They didn't cover the 2.5. Preds have won 4 in a row. Avs have won 5 in a row. Ooh. I'm going to take the team that's playing great on rest. I will take the Preds money line as a dog plus 108.
Not going against your pick here at all. I just looked it up. Avs 7-0 in their last 7 playing on that day's rest.
Jeez.
As you said,
it hurt my case. But.
As you said, Nashville 8-1-1 in their last 10. The Avs 9-1 in their last
10. These are very hot teams. The Preds actually jumped the Avs and skyrocketed to the top of the division here. So this is going to be a good battle. That's at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then Toronto Maple Leafs on the road minus 120 going into Vegas.
Before you go, Nick?
Yeah.
I just want to help your case. Preds are 19-7 in their last 26 on 2 days rest.
So, thank you, Tony.
There you go.
Thank you.
Smart.
Tit for tat.
Smart.
The Leafs minus 120 on the road going into Vegas. The Golden Knights at home plus 100. I really don't know what to do here. I'm probably going to go with the Knights as a home dog in a bit of a revenge situation because they played Toronto earlier this year and they were shut out. I don't necessarily trust Robin Leonard, and Jack Campbell for the Leafs is playing great. But we're going to take a chance. I like Golden Knights at home at even money.
I got nothing here. Both teams' trends are they're hot.
Yeah.
Boys are hot.
And then finally, the Pens and Ducks.
Okay.
I'm not going to touch it just because it's Malkin's first game back. I might go to the player performance double and do Malkin to score and the Pens to win plus 290. That's also for Jeff Carter, who just got back off the COVID list. He's also at plus 290 for big Jeff Carter, to score and the Pens to win. Sometimes with the Penguins, after watching over the years, when a guy comes back like a Malkin, like a Crosby, for whatever reason, they seem to have a letdown.
No, not
Malkin. I don't know if that'll be the case tonight. I think they're actually pretty juiced to get Gino back on a road trip out in California. But I'll probably just take the Malkin to score and Pens to win plus 290.
I have an NHL pick tonight.
Go on.
Pittsburgh Penguins 60-minute line.
Minus 115?
Yep.
I'll take Evgeny Malkin first goal score plus 1,500, please.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Let me find that.
Fucking Gino Malkin first goal score.
That's a flyer. 1,500. That's a flyer.
That's a flyer.
That's a flyer.
Fucking Ducks 2-5 in their last 7.
For sure.
1-4 in their last 5 playing on 1 day rest. Fucking Pens are hot.
I think.
Gino's getting back. Come on.
John Gibson's in that.
Oh!
Gibber.
He's going to get up for the game,
maybe,
too.
Maybe it's Stolarz. I don't know.
Jari's in that, right?
No confirmation from either.
Gibby, the Pittsburgh kid.
I would assume Jari will be the guy.
Gibby, the Pittsburgh kid, will get up for the game.
Penguins been.
Anything else?
That's it from me.
Okay. Good NHL talk, boys.
Good stuff.
So if you want even better NHL talk, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., youtube.com/thatshockeytalk.
Shout out. Thank you. Talking to Brady Shea. Rupper got us Brady Shea, one of the best
Braden Shen
in the league. Brady Shea.
Braden Shen?
Brady Shea.
Brandon Shanahan.
What's Brady Shen up to?
We got Shanny?
We're not talking to a Shen. We're talking to a Shea.
I'm just talking about what's Shen up to.
Of the first place Carolina Hurricane.
Yeah, he's a Caner.
Formerly New York Ranger.
Yeah. Obviously. College ball. How we doing? How we feeling?
4-2 last night.
Pretty good.
Oregon fucked us, of course, as they always do.
We told you that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to happen.
That's what happens.
You're going to keep doing it, though.
I mean, if it's a good number, it's a good number. You know? A big slate tonight. Hofstra plus 2.5 at Tassin. 6-2 ATS their last 8.
Mm-hmm.
12-4-1 ATS last 17 as a dog. USC minus 5.5 at Stanford. USC has not lost this year.
Good fucking ball team. Good
covered program. 4 straight on the road. Covered 19-28 as a road favorite.
USC was good to us in the tournament last year.
Yeah, until they got smacked by Gonzaga.
They did. Me and Bruce went to that game.
It was about 2 minutes in, you knew it was over.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good job. Marquette again.
Okay.
Minus 6.5.
You can't get enough of Marquette.
I mean, they're rolling, right? They're playing ball, dude.
And Shaka's got your number.
Yeah. DePaul has covered 1 of 5. So I like Marquette minus 6.5. Toledo money line at Miami, Ohio. Toledo 9-5 ATS, 4-2 ATS on the road. Miami, Ohio's covered 1 of 5.
Okay.
The Blue Hens catching 2.5 at Drexel. Ooh,
Delaware.
Yeah, they haven't been great this year, but
Flacco's in the tens tonight.
Let's hope so. They'll need it.
Mm-hmm.
East Kentucky money line at North Alabama.
Okay.
Miami coming off a big win against Duke.
I watched my first college basketball game this weekend.
Was that one?
It was that.
They're catching 7 at Florida State.
Miami wasn't even supposed to be in the top 10 of the ACC.
Yeah.
Boys are playing hard.
This feels like an ultimate sucker bet, but I will take the 7 with Miami.
They're 7-point dogs?
Yeah. At Florida State. Florida State is good. Hurricanes covered 8 of 11 road games, covered 9 of 10 as a dog, 8 of 9 as a road dog. So I'll take 7 there.
They're thinking of a letdown spot maybe?
That's probably what's going to happen, mm-hmm. but we'll take it. Providence catching 4.5 at Creighton.
Okay.
Providence 11-5 ATS on the year, 3-1 on the road, covered 7 straight as a dog, 4 straight as a road dog, and the Blue Jays have covered 1 of 5 as a favorite.
Okay.
And last one, I'm just going to take Alabama money line versus Auburn. Bama, tough loss on the weekend. I feel like they bounce back here.
Okay. I'll be back tomorrow on college basketball.
Let's hope so.
I think I might jump back in on NHL too, Nick.
Attaboy.
Not NBA. I'm not ready for that.
There's no need for it.
Not ready for that life yet.
There's no need for it.
There will come a time and a place.
Oh, no. Bologna.
Probably after the divisional round.
Bologna.
When we got 2 fucking games of football. Oh, no. I don't like talking like that, though. No. I don't like to.
You can't count down. You got to soak it up.
Yeah, we got to soak it in while it's, and then look forward to the next.
Yep.
Oh, no.
What?
This may help me with my first pick on Saturday.
What?
I may have just taken the Bengals.
What happened?
The Raiders cut the boy.
Come on. Yeah. Bengals minus 5.5.
Bengals minus 5. We ride with you, Bill.
Yep.
What's that about? Why'd they keep cutting the boy?
I don't like it.
Is that because they picked up Isaiah Bugs?
Is that what happened?
Could be.
Steelers cut Isaiah Bugs and the boy gets cut. I don't like that
fucking
circle.
Fucking hate that.
I don't like the circle there. What just happened? Shout out to boy.
Shout out,
boy.
Jeez. Might have to take the Bengals. Fox, are you doing anything tonight?
I have a pick.
Okay, because you went against me last night and ended the run.
Yep. Yeah, well, actually, I started out 3-0 on this show.
Yeah, you just stick to basketball.
Stick to basketball, exactly.
On 3 in football, 3-0 in basketball.
What did you play as a sport as a kid?
Basketball.
Exactly. Yeah. Bet what you know, dude.
So I will be doing that. So I think I'm learning Tuesday. There's not a TNT game yet.
Not anymore.
That happens later, maybe?
So there was...
Tuesday, Thursday, it used to be TNT. Wednesday's ESPN. Friday's ESPN.
Here's what happened, Foxy.
Yeah.
While the NFL had Thursday nights, it was TNT Tuesdays. Now that the NFL's done on Thursday nights, they've moved it back to Thursdays.
Really?
Yes.
It'll always be... I don't remember that. But anyway, I don't count NBA TV as a national TV game.
No.
So I looked at the slate, and this actually pick kind of makes sense to me.
Okay.
The Pistons have won 2 in a row, which is unbelievable. Oh, no. They should not be winning 2 in a row. They played last night. They beat the Jazz. Okay. Great game. Awesome. Cade Cunningham is unbelievable, but they play again today. So back-to-back, and they go to Chicago. They play the Bulls. The Bulls are too good. The Pistons are not good enough. I think the Bulls are going to smack them around tonight. Oh, no. So I'm taking the Bulls.
That's
team,
a big
minus
old line.
13.
Minus 13?
Let me see here. I want to see how the Bulls are.
I hate big lines, too.
ATS, no rest. Detroit's 3-3 ATS with no rest. It's not bad.
No, it's not.
Are they, where are they at, on the road?
Yeah, in Chicago.
And as a way dog, they're 9-11. It's not great. Chicago 10-5 is a home fave. 8-4 with rest advantage. Chicago didn't play last night, no.
No. Nope. They do play tomorrow, though. That's what worries me.
They play the Nets tomorrow.
Ooh, I know. Look ahead. I know. Ooh. I don't know if they're going to look ahead or just say, hey, we got to take care of business.
Probably, you know, hey, let's take care of business.
Yeah,
let's take care
of business. It's Chicago.
That's well, is Garza playing? Now, because Garza playing.
I don't know if Garza's been playing.
Is he not getting minutes?
Let me check.
Garza hasn't been getting minutes? Or
I think his minutes have been dwindling.
Which is bullshit.
I agree. It's a big problem, actually.
What round did they take him in?
Second.
Second round pick.
I just typed in Matt Garza.
Well, Jesus, dude.
Have some respect, Luca. Dude.
All right, so on the 6th, which is 5 days ago, he got 18 minutes.
Last two, fucking DNP.
Yep. Oh, no.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, take the Bulls.
Yeah, got to take the Bulls. Minus 13.5. Can't trust this program.
Guy's averaging 5-3 in 12 minutes this year, and he can't get on the fucking court?
Chat just told me, is Providence canceled?
Come on.
I mean, maybe they could be wrong. Chat's been wrong before. If Garza's not playing, though, this is going to hurt his chances to play in the sophomore's freshman game.
Yeah,
I feel like, which is going to absolutely crush Ty.
He is not going to play in that game.
That's not good. Okay. Good program today, boys.
Good program.
Good program.
A lot of good info put out there today. You know, when there's not as much quantity, you got to make sure you have better quality.
Well
postponed.
Said.
Told you. It's all right. Hey, it's all right. We'll get it back. They'll play it down the road, and you already have it handicapped. You already have it handicapped. You already have it handicapped. You're fine.
That's bullshit.
We'll be fine. Tomorrow. Big guest tomorrow.
You got a guest?
Yeah, I mean, it's wild card weekend. I think Johnny Sheeran's coming back Thursday.
Johnny Cat.
Yeah, he's going to tell us what the...
Who's coming on tomorrow?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a surprise.
Better be a fan favorite.
Guy might like the 49ers.
Yes! You're fucking lying.
Come on.
We'll see. Just...
You can't throw that out there.
You can't
give the people sure. what they want.
We'll see, okay?
Fucking internet might explode.
We're back tomorrow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You know what I mean?
We'll be back tomorrow. Keep your eyes open for something coming out of the office for this weekend on FanDuel. You know what? If you haven't done it yet, which I assume if you listen to the show, you have, go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Hell yeah.
It's the cleanest, best odds. Fucking the boosts are insane. They've been hitting too, right, Foxy?
Oh, yeah. Saturday, both hit.
Exactly. Where the fuck has the UFC been?
Here it fucking just broke right now. Masvidal, Colby Covington, March 5th.
Okay, but what about this weekend?
I haven't seen a UFC boost. I mean,
I know. What are we doing? We'll talk. We'll ask Johnny about it.
Yeah, where's the fucking boost?
We'll ask Johnny Sportsbooks about it, okay? We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Guy does a good job.
Good job.
YouTube.com/@HammerDown. No, just Hammer Down. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.